Let us cover judgment as we're led by the Spirit of the Lord today. See, as we live our lives out before God, we must remember what the end game really is. No, it's not when we become prosperous. No, it's not after we have been healed. No, it's not after we receive spiritual abilities. The end game is when we pass by the judgment seat of Christ Jesus and enter into God's kingdom. What we do right now will be called into account on that day. We accepted Christ Jesus, was baptized in his name, and all our condemnations were wiped away. What we do in Christ Jesus from now on counts. Christ Jesus not only died to set us free, he also removed any excuses from us not following God's will, not following his son Christ Jesus. He reveals hidden things. And we will be held accountable on judgment day. See, God's will is that everyone be saved. But the Lord knows not everyone is going to do right. See, the Lord has given us every chance to choose right or wrong. And just as God judged the people in the past, he's going to judge us. See, Abraham stood in the gap asking the Lord not to sweep away the righteous with the wicked. The Lord said, far be it from me to kill the righteous with the wicked. See, God is planning to judge us all. God's word says that the Father gave Christ Jesus the authority to judge all mankind. A time is coming when all who are in their graves will hear the voice of the Lord and come out. Those who've done good will rise to live, and those who've done evil will rise to be condemned. Christ says he would judge us based on what he heard from the Father. He's not trying to please himself, but the Father who sent him. See, Christ Jesus is going to be fair and just when he judges. His purpose is to honor the Father's will, even though we dishonor him. See, Christ is not looking for glory, but to glorify the Father, who is the true judge. And if we keep to the teaching and words of Christ Jesus, we can pass through and never see death. When Christ first came to earth, he did not come to judge, but to save. Christ wanted was those who, but those who hear his word, those who refuse to hold on to his words, must understand the judgment is coming. The person who does not accept Christ's words will be condemned in the last days. We can use all the reasoning in the world, but that is not going to stop God's judgment. The word of God says, let God be true, and every man a liar. Will not be able to reason that our unrighteousness is what brought out of God's righteousness. The Lord is righteous regardless if we decide to sin or not. See, God is always right. He's always just. He's always full of love. And many times the Lord covers up our offenses just so we can be found righteous in his eyes. See, his righteousness allows us to have a clear conscience, but it does not mean we are innocent. The Lord will bring to light what is hidden in us. Go with me to 1 Corinthians chapter 4. Verses 4 to 5. Christ Jesus will judge and bring to light everything we have hidden. He knows the unspeakable things. There's nothing hidden in us. Christ can see through us all. There's nothing you and I can hide from God. 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 4 to 5 says, my conscience is clear, but that does not mean that I'm innocent. It is the Lord who judges me. Therefore, judge nothing before the appointed time. Wait till the Lord comes. He'll bring to light what is hidden in darkness, expose the motives of man's heart. At that time, each will receive his praise from God. Because Christ Jesus is going to judge the world, we have to be careful about how we live and who we associate ourselves with. The Apostle Paul teaches us not to associate with those who are sexually immoral, those who are greedy, those who are drunkards, with anyone who would swindle another person. See, because God wants everyone to be saved, we cannot cast down those who have not accepted Christ Jesus. Our responsibility is to the body of Christ to help prepare those inside the church, get ready for the day of judgment, to help ensure all who are in Christ are growing and overcoming their sins so they reach Christian maturity. So we all can stand before the judgment seat of Christ Jesus with confidence. We don't have time to worry about what others think of us. We need to know what God thinks of us and how he would judge us. There's no need for us to try and make ourselves look holy to others, because God does not judge by the external appearances. We will be judged in the presence of God the Father and our Lord Christ Jesus. Both the living and the dead will pass through judgment. We will see the Lord as he is, and see the kingdom of God and take in the lake of fire before us. But what will God's judgment be for us? Will we be able to pass through? So we have to be ready. Being fully confident like Paul, who poured out his life like a drink offering. He ran the race while keeping his faith intact. With confidence, Paul knew what was in store for him was a crown of righteousness, a crown of glory, a righteous judgment, a reward for his faithful work. You and I need to work and be faithful so we can have the same confidence as we live our lives out before God. Will we continue to live as someone deserving punishment, who has trampled down the name of God's Son? Will we treat the blood and sacrifice of Christ Jesus as nothing, who continues to live as the world while insulting the Spirit of grace? It is mine, said the Lord. I will revenge. I will repay. I will judge the people, says Christ. The Lord is coming. And this time it's not to save the world, but to judge it. When he comes, will we be ready? You and I have to be honest with ourselves. We got to be honest with our walk with God. Will the record of our life and deeds be good enough for us to enter into God's kingdom, or will we be condemned? Do not let this day go by as a surprise to you when it comes. We cannot be shocked when it comes. You and I know how we live before God. We know how we held things on, or we let go of things. We know how we allow God to change our hearts, and we became stubborn and hard. And see, we know ourselves. You and I got to get ready for this. No one is without sin, even though we are working on our salvation and trying to reach Christian maturity. It is not our responsibility to judge. Much like Jacob, who wanted to judge Laban. So he took him to task. Laban asked, "What is my crime? What sin have I committed that you hunt me down? Are we able to judge between one another? Who has not done wrong? But let us lift up each other and encourage one another, because we all need salvation." See, we have to be careful and not become self-righteous in our thinking. God's word teaches us to not judge, because we will be judged. So why are we trying to take the speck out of our other's eyes when we have a plank in our own eyes? See, Christ is the only one appointed to judge God's people. Go with me to Matthew chapter 7, verses 1 through 4. We are good at measuring others' faults, but we're not good at measuring our own. We need to get ready. We need to be honest with ourselves. We need to be truthful with the way we are, while there's still time to change who we are, so the record can be written. Matthew chapter 7, verses 1 to 4 says, "Do not judge, or you too will be judged. For in the same way you judge others, we will be judged. And with the same measure you use, it will be measured to you. Why do you look at the speck of sawdust in your brother's eye and pay no attention to the plank in your own eye? How can you say to your brother, 'Let me take the speck out of your eye,' when all the time there's a plank in your own eye?" See, one of the main reasons we cannot sit around and pass judgment on one another is because we don't know the whole truth. We don't know the whole story. Our standards are not right. We use one standard for ourselves and another standard to pass judgment on others. So when it comes to judging others, we need to have the mind of Christ. The Lord says he passes judgment on no one. But if he does judge, his decision will be right, because he's not judging based on his own standards, but based on the standards of the Father. It is very dangerous for us to sit in judgment of each other. The Lord says we're passing judgment on someone even though we do the same thing. Do we not realize we're condemning ourselves? Christ is the rightful judge, not us. What makes us think we could pass judgment on through the judgment seat of Christ doing such things? You and I got to realize, we got to look at ourselves. We got to be honest with ourselves. God has given us a chance. We have to be careful placing ourselves in the judgment seat of Christ. Who are we to judge someone as a servant? This matters between the Creator and His creations. Whether the soul stands or falls is up to the master of that servant. See, if someone is able to stand, but we think they should be condemned, who are we? They're able to stand because the Lord makes them stand. Who are we to judge others? We can't even judge ourselves. Lord, help us today. Christ Jesus paid the price to sit on the judgment seat of God. Christ died and returned to life so that he may be Lord over both the dead and the living. And why do we judge our brothers and sisters? Why do we look down on our brothers and sisters? All of us will stand before the judgment seat of Christ. There will be no exception to this. The time is coming when those who are selected by the Lord will be taught right judgment. They would assist Christ in judging the world. Not only that, those selected by Christ will assist in the judgment of angels. You and I have to seek the Lord and live upright so we are one of God's chosen ones. And as we mature in the Lord, as we grow in Christ, we should be able to handle disputes between believers. We should have enough godly wisdom to settle disputes without taking each other to court or suing each other. Doing it without embarrassing ourselves and disgracing others in front of unbelievers. There's a difference between someone who shares God's word and someone who shares God's wisdom. We're not bound by another person's judgment. We're bound by God's word. Let no one judge us about religious things such as eating and drinking and when we celebrate and what day we honor the Sabbath. Everything we uphold has been found in God's word, revealed by Christ Jesus. We're not ashamed. We have to be patient, though. Not only with ourselves, but especially with others, because the Lord is drawing us and them near to Himself. We cannot be found grumbling against each other. We cannot be found standing in judgment of one another. Judgment, the true judge, is standing at the door, and He is Christ Jesus our Lord. It's not you and I. So let us take for our rightful place in Christ and do the work that the Lord has called us into so that Christ can judge fairly and justly as He will do. See, we must prepare ourselves. A day of judgment is coming. When God will unleash His anger against mankind, the Lord will judge us according to our conduct and repay us for the detestable ways we've done. And once the door is closed, the Lord will not look upon us with pity and spare us. The Lord is a righteous and fair judge. You and I need to get ready for this day. And we start preparing today, not tomorrow, today. You and I need to start understanding that we need to walk right before God because you don't know the hour or the time of the day. So each one of us is going to have to give account of ourselves before Christ, who's ready to judge the living and the dead. The gospel of Christ Jesus has been preached even to those who had died so they too may be a judge according to God in accordance with the Spirit. So we need to put our faith in Christ. He knows how to rescue God's people and hold the unrighteous until the day of judgment. We cannot continue to sin. We must repent and prepare ourselves for the day of judgment. It is coming. Go with me to 2 Peter chapter 2, verses 9 to 10. See, if we're living right, this is not a day to be feared, but a day for us to praise the Lord for His faithfulness, for His righteous judgment of us. 2 Peter chapter 2, verses 9 to 10 says, "If this is so, then the Lord knows how to rescue godly men from trials and to hold the unrighteous for the day of judgment while continuing their punishment. This is especially true for those who follow the corrupt desires of the sinful nature and despise authority. bold and arrogant, these men are not afraid to slander celestial beings. See, the Lord is not slow in keeping his promise. He is patient, wanting no one to perish, but to repent. We have to remember a day when the Lord is like 1,000 years, and 1,000 years are like a day. God is giving you and I time. You and I need to take advantage of this time, this precious time we have, to change our lives, to have the Holy Spirit work inside of us, to change our lives so we mature, so we grow in the Lord, so we grow in the likeness of Christ Jesus, so we have confidence on the day of judgment, becoming like Christ with God's love reigning in our hearts, having God's love in us so we pass through. It'll be a day like no other day. One by one, the Lord will call us to come forward to give account of our life and our deeds. The book of life will be open. The search will be made to determine if our lives warrant salvation, everlasting life, or punishment and everlasting fire. Will our name be found in the book of life? Have we done things that cause God to blot out our name because we refuse to confess and repent? We must humble ourselves before God, repent of our sins while there's still time. Salvation is now. You and I got to see this. We have accepted Christ Jesus. We're coming to God's understanding and God's favor. You and I can't walk like we used to walk. It's going to be written down on an account made of your life. You and I need good things written from now on. We need the things of God written after our name from now on. Christ Jesus is coming and bringing him thousands upon thousands of holy ones to judge everyone, to conduct, to convict the ungodly and the ungodly acts they have done for the harsh words spoken against the Lord. We have to get ourselves ready. Even if judgment day comes after we pass, we have to ensure our last days are far better than the days we had before we knew God's word in Christ Jesus. We have established ourselves in Christ now. Allow God's word to, in the work of the Spirit, to change and grow us and become a mature child of God. Glory to God. God has revealed a day. And we will have to give account of ourselves. We have to get ready. Lord, help us. We have to be ready for this day. It is coming. There's no way to escape it. Dying is not going to allow us to escape this day. So you and I have to accept this, praise the Lord. Christ said, I have to come to bring salvation, to make known who are the true children of God. And you and I got to be tagged here to help us, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Lord, we're paying attention, Lord. We love your word. We have it in our minds and in our hearts, Lord. We know that your day is coming, Lord. Even if it doesn't come in our lifetime, we know this day will come. We know that you will bring us up out of the grave, God. We will stand before you, God. We believe your word, God. Lord, your spirit guides our days and watches over our nights. Help us, Lord Jesus. There's no one but you, for through you we receive salvation. Through you, Lord Jesus, the Father reveals himself to us. Help us grow, Lord. Help us to overcome. Help us to change. Help us to live our lives to please God. While there's still time, Jesus, receive us. Teach us your ways, God. Change our hearts and change our minds and change our spirit, God. Lord, we believe in everything except your word. So we struggle in many ways, but we need to repent and turn to seek God. And face the Lord while we have time to change. Let God talk to us about the things we're doing that displease him. See, you and I need to have that conversation now. We can't wait and try to have that conversation on Judgment Day. We need to continue to work on ourselves and teach us how to walk in salvation. So on the day of judgment, we'll hear you say, Lord, well done, good and faithful servant. It is through you and for you we live, Lord. Let no day of judgment be some dark and turbulent day for us. Let it be a day when we stand and pass through because we place our trust and our hope and our faith in God's ability to save us. We can't save ourselves. It's not about the things that we call good. It's about the thing God calls good. It's not about the truth that we make up. It's about the truth that God has already revealed. See, the pattern of our lives. So pass through judgment has to be that of Christ Jesus. It cannot be a pattern where we follow after someone else. There's no one else going to be standing there but you in Christ. Nobody else is going to stand there speaking for you. So you and I need to make sure that our life is right with Christ so Christ can be our advocate. Help us, Lord. Save us. We need you, Jesus. We honor you with our lives now in this day, in this life we live. We honor you with our life knowing that we are going to be held accountable for every action we take, every word we speak. Help us to repent of our sins. Help us, Lord, to confess of the things that's inside of us. Help us to get rid of the things inside of us. So on that day, it will be a glorious day because we are a true child of God and God has shown us the way through Christ Jesus into his wonderful life. God, and bless our hearts today, Jesus. Amen.